Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lake Darling State Park Ranger Zach Hayworth.
How are things going so far this summer for the campgrounds at Lake Darling?
Sure. The campground this year has been extremely busy. I would have anticipated it being busy regardless, but I think we're also seeing, you know, an influx of folks coming to the park with Geode State Park being down, as well as Lacey Keosauqua being down. We've been full every weekend with regards to our electrical and our full hookup campsites. Those have been full every weekend since Memorial Day, and those tend to fill up rather quickly throughout the week. It's very, very uncommon for us to have any open electric sites on Friday. Most folks are having to come out on Wednesday and Thursday to get those sites for the weekend. We most generally still have a few non-electric sites available, but that's pretty common. But other than that, the campground, it's just been very busy on the weekends, even throughout the week. And then our cabins have kind of followed suit. They've been full every weekend, and then we're seeing more and more rentals during the week. So it's just been a very, very busy year so far at Lake Darling.
So I bet people need to call ahead to try and reserve a spot at the campgrounds this summer.
Well, that's correct. You know, our campsites can be reserved up to 3 months in advance, and folks go through our reservation system to do that. And a lot of the sites on the weekends have already been reserved. You know, as I said, since you can go 3 months in advance, a lot of the weekends have already filled up. But with regards to the first-come, first-served sites, those are sites that folks cannot reserve online or ahead of time. They actually do need to physically come to the park, register for that site. You know, and they're well aware that, you know, if you came in on Tuesday and registered for, you know, wanted to stay through the weekend, your time would start on Tuesday. So you'd have to pay for the appropriate nights, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and so forth through your departure date.
And which spots are those that are first come, first serve?
Well, I'll start off by saying our reservable sites, those are indicated with, they have got a little white placard with red writing on there on the campsite post that indicates that those sites are reservable. So with that being said, the sites that do not have that white placard, those would be the first come, first serve sites. And we're very fortunate this year to have some great campground hosts down there helping us out. And if folks get out here and are any way confused or just not sure what's going on, those hosts have been a great help to help campers figure out the process.
How is the pedestrian bridge coming along?
Yeah, the pedestrian bridge is obviously, it has been installed. We're still waiting on the approaches. We are working closely with our engineering bureau, and the project's kind of in their hands right now. They've been meeting some contractors and trying to develop a plan to get those approaches installed. So at this point, there's nothing new to really report on it until we get those approaches put in, and we are working through that process right now.
With some recent drownings that have happened at public water access areas across the state, I believe there is no lifeguard at Lake Darling. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What do you advise for those who are swimming or boating at Lake Darling this summer?
Well, the first and foremost, the most important thing is having a life jacket. And it's very much recommended to be wearing that life jacket. Children under the age of 14 must be wearing the life jacket at all times when a vessel is in motion. But it's good practice for folks, especially folks who maybe aren't necessarily as experienced or as comfortable in the water, to, you know, it's very advisable for them to be wearing that life jacket at all times. We would recommend that anybody wear their life jacket at all times, because you can't predict when something, you know, a medical emergency could happen. You just can't predict those sorts of things, and bodies of water can be extremely unforgiving. And it's just always best to have that life jacket, to be wearing that life jacket. And if someone chooses not to wear that life jacket, we need to make sure that life jacket is accessible, you know, in the event an emergency situation would arise.
For those who are swimming at the beach there at Lake Darling, what do you want to remind people who are watching kids swimming out there this summer?
I would advise folks to just, you know, keep an eye on their kids out at the beach, or not necessarily just their kids, but everybody in general. The more eyes, you know, watching the beach, the better. And then look for folks who might be struggling, you know, and whatever may be causing that, whether it be a medical emergency or whether it be a just lack of experience. You know, look for those things. And, you know, the more eyes, the better. And just keep a watch over everybody who's using the beach can really go a long way.
Are there staff on hand at Lake Darling who know are trained in CPR?
Yes, there are. Both of us full-time staff out here are trained. I'm actually a CPR instructor for our district. And our seasonal staff, however, they are not. But that is a good point that you bring up. It's good for folks to be familiar with CPR and get certified in CPR. One person, you know, in a group of say, 10 people, if one person knows CPR, that can drastically change a potential, you know, turn a negative outcome into something positive. So I would advise folks to reach out, seek those opportunities to educate themselves on CPR and get themselves certified in it.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lake Darling State Park Ranger Zach Hayworth. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.